The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I remember years ago when I was living in Virginia Beach, so it'd have to be high school, college era, a story about some of the Chevrolet dealerships in town price fixing, so no one dealer was cutting the other dealer's profits. What's interesting to me, though, is I've seen stories about Apple and price fixing, and Amazon, and Google and price fixing for all their electronic tools, but I never see anything come about because of it. If you want to buy an Amazon Alexa, if you want to buy even an iPhone, you're basically going to pay the exact same price no matter where you shop, whether it's from the manufacturer, whether it's Walmart, whether it's Best Buy, whatever it is, and it's all because of price fixing. What I don't understand, why they don't get in trouble for it. Got me started on this the other day. I was looking for a new seat cushion. I like the purple seat cushions, and they used to have them at Bed Bath & Beyond, but they don't have them anymore. They stopped carrying them. So when I went online, the only places to find them were Amazon or Purple, and it's all the same exact price. They're making it so the only way you can get it is from the manufacturer themselves, so I guess they can price fix and get away with it.